Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you, and away we go here in the holiday season, Thursday, December the 9th, 2021, 14 minutes past the hour. I want to thank legendary newsman Sam Donaldson for joining us in hour number one this morning and catching us up on everything going on in the world. And again, do want to thank Lizzie Post, the great-granddaughter of Emily Post, for joining us yesterday to fill us in on holiday etiquette so we all know what we're doing when we head to those holiday parties and gatherings and deal with Christmas cards. And by the way, we've got more Christmas cards here at the WWGH studios, I should say. Today, we appreciate that. You can still send us a card, WWGH Radio, 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Put your return address somewhere on the card or on the envelope, and we will send you a card back. Now, we are getting to something very special here this morning. Somebody I like to have on a whole lot. She will join us for the first 15 minutes of this segment on the show. She will star, along with her sister, in the Hallmark holiday movie Sister Swap, Christmas in the City, on December 12th at 8 p.m. on the Hallmark Channel. And preceding that is another movie they have done, Sister Swap, A Hometown Holiday, also December 12th at 6 p.m. And right on through the first of the year, these movies will repeat several times, so check your local listings. As I always say when she's on, I watched her in a program called Good Morning Miami nearly 20 years ago. How can that be? 20 years ago. She is a tremendous actress, and it wouldn't be the holidays if she didn't stop by. Ashley Williams. Ashley, how you doing?
Scott, can you hear me okay?
You sound great.
Oh, that's a relief. I'm literally calling you from the street in Manhattan. I'm surrounded by trucks and construction and all kinds of things. But I love what you said, because now my new holiday tradition, well, not new, but my holiday tradition is speaking to you every year on your show. I am so happy to be back here. Thanks for having me.
Well, Ashley, it's very interesting because every time you've been on with us, one of the comments that I get is whether it's early in the morning and you've been in different time zones or walking the streets of Manhattan as you are this morning, you have something in your voice. It's a very nice, giggly, upbeat nature. We need that.
I wish that I'm so glad that you see that. Thank you. I mean, I do like a coffee in the morning, but you might just be hearing the results of some caffeine, you know, and optimism. That should be my slogan.
Caffeine and optimism. Put it on a coffee mug. That's the way to go. I can't even imagine you angry. I don't want to be on the end of that either, though, by the way.
Well, what's tricky, and my husband will tell you this, is I don't get angry, I just get quiet. And that is deathly.
That's far worse in a lot of cases.
That's what I'm saying. It cuts deep.
These movies coming up, Sister Swap, you're in with your very talented sister. What can you tell us about the movies on Saturday night, I believe?
Actually, they're airing on Sunday night.
Oh, Sunday.
Okay.
Oh, if I get the dates right here.
Time. Oh, no, please. You're managing a lot, Scott. So this past Sunday night, the very first movie premiered on the Hallmark Channel at 8 p.m. called Sister Swap, A Hometown Holiday. And it's starring my sister and myself, Kimberly Williams, working together for the very first time. Now, what's cool about these movies and what makes them really different from the normal Hallmark fare is the movie that aired on Sunday night was, you know, it was about love, it was about Christmas, it'll give you all the feels, etc. But there is a secondary character in this movie, the character that I play. Now, what we're going to watch this coming Sunday is her entire journey during the first movie. So it turns out that there was a lot going on behind the scenes that nobody knew. So, you know, it's two movies, it's two lead characters with interweaving plots, takes place at the same timeline. But it's really sort of innovative and interesting. I've never seen Hallmark do anything like it. It was my idea. They were really supportive. And I'm so, so proud of how they turned out.
Now, you've become a staple at the Hallmark Channel during the holiday season. Is that fun?
Oh, gosh. Honestly, I love my job. I've never been as much of, like, a Christmas person until it became a part of my job. And now, you know, I actually truly believe, especially after the last few years that we've all had, I believe that Christmas decorating and celebrating is an antidepressant. I believe the lights and the magic and the sparkle, and honestly, part of how people celebrate the holidays now is by sitting down and watching movies together. And, you know, what better movie, something that's really family-friendly, you know, it makes you feel good, happy ending. And in this case, this year, the movies that I'm doing are all about women supporting each other. My sister's my best friend in the world. She's my closest confidant. She's the first person I call when I'm crying or when I have good news. And so we really leaned into that in these movies, and I'm really, really excited about it.
Now, when you're working with a relative, even though she's your best friend in the world, obviously she's your sister, you love her, is that difficult? Do you have to shout out direction? Do you have to say things? Can there be tense moments?
No, I mean, not with, I'm sure with some people, there's some family members that I probably would not do well working with, but, you know, the only thing I'll say is I was so nervous. So I got there, I was the producer of this movie because it was my idea, so I was there for a month in prep, and then I shot for about 10 days before my sister arrived, and I was so nervous before her first day of work that I channeled all of my nervous energy into purchasing snacks for her, trailer. I put kombucha in her refrigerator, her favorite kombucha, and you know, I drove the ADs crazy asking them to go in over and over again and wipe down her trailer to make sure it was really, really clean. And I think they might have assumed from everything that I had said ahead of time that she was going to be a total diva. And of course she's not. She's lovely. But, you know, I was just so nervous. I was so excited, you know, and I think she tells me now I was a lot that first day. She said, "You were a lot."
You know, Ashley, when it comes to putting together these Christmas movies, the holiday season is filled with them. It's A Wonderful Life and Miracle on 34th Street and A Christmas Carol and all these. Elf has become a classic and I think will be around for years. What qualities go in to a classic holiday movie that will hold up for years, be evergreen?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, there's of course, the classic Christmas traditions, or in the movie business, you might call them tropes, you know, so we love a decorating montage. We love ice skating montages and sort of deep talks while ice skating that result in someone almost falling and then getting caught by the other person and they're touching for the first time in the movie. We do that movie, this Sunday coming up in this movie. There's a lot of hot chocolate, and all of it is, you know, working towards the big culminating, exciting moment of Christmas Eve and Christmas morning. That's what everybody's working towards, you know, which I think is honestly true to life as well. People don't talk very often about the 3 p.m. on Christmas Day depression that sets in, but that's not what's happening in these movies. What's really happening is Christmas Eve and Christmas morning, and you know what the holidays are about, which is family and togetherness and nostalgia and regard for people who are no longer with us, and you know, it's a really special reflective time of the year.
What are you reflecting on this year?
Oh my gosh! Well, something crazy exciting is that as a producer in these movies, I got to do a lot of the casting. So there was a woman who lived next door to us when I was little. She was actually a soap opera actress on the show Another World. Her name is Anna Holbrook. And she and my mother became best friends. They were best friends for about 35 years until my mother died of Alzheimer's disease about 5 years ago. And I was by my mother's bedside right when she died, and the first thing I did was call her best friend, Anna. And she has been such an incredible influence in our lives and is now really the female matriarch of our family now that my mother's gone. And as a producer, I reached out to Anna to see if she would be willing to audition for the part of our mother. And she agreed. And of course, her audition was absolutely incredible. And she won the part against steep competition. And so in both of these movies, Anna Holbrook, my mother's best friend of 35 years, is playing my mother. And I got to act opposite her, which was a dream of mine as a child. And to me, Scott, that's an example of that's serious current magic happening right under our noses. And I think about my mother right now, you know, who's just up there puppeteering all of this, and that kind of coincidence, that kind of maneuvering and magic is, to me, what I'm celebrating this year.
Do want to remind people, we've got about 5 minutes left here with Ashley Williams. Don't miss Sister Swap, Christmas in the City, December 12th, this coming Sunday at 8 p.m. on Hallmark. And prior to that, a repeat of a hometown holiday Sister Swap movie at 6 p.m. A big Sunday. Get the big hot chocolate and all the Christmas cookies out starting at 6 p.m. and you'll be good till 10 p.m. on Hallmark. It's the way to go. You know, Ashley, when you're in New York right now, this is the Christmas city. Have you been down to see the tree in Rockefeller Center?
I did. I went yesterday to see the tree. It's huge and gorgeous.
Does that add to this Christmas, being in New York?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's funny, like through the pandemic, I ended up moving back to California. I was in New York for a while. But you know, I've always been an East Coaster. I was born in Yonkers. I'm, you know, through and through, I'm a New Englander. And yeah, I think it's, you know what it is, Scott? It's the cold. In California, it's just weird to celebrate the holidays in your shorts, you know? So getting to be here right now, you know, as I talk to you, I'm bundled up in a scarf and a coat, and you know, it does. If there's lights everywhere and, you know, Santa Claus jingling a bell, raising money for a church, and it's all of the traditions. I feel like New York City invented Christmas, so it's really nice to be here.
Favorite Christmas memory as a child?
Oh, gosh. Well, we had this cool tradition, which is my dad, on Christmas Eve every year, used to read The Night Before Christmas. It was the very last thing we did. We're in our pajamas, you know, and our socks, and we gather around underneath the tree, which at this point is just full to brim with presents, and he would read The Night Before Christmas to all of us, three kids, and our moms. And, you know, it's that feeling where it feels like everything is exactly the way it should be, you know? It's warm, it's dark, it's cozy, there's the anticipation of the morning. And that's something that I'm really excited about, you know, bringing on to my kids.
Do you ever wonder why this 30-day period we get, it's a mindset, it's a feeling, but we can't keep it past December 25th. We try, we aspire to do it, but it just doesn't work out for some reason.
Do you think it's that reality starts to set in and, you know, there's so much in celebration, there's so much, you know, there's food, there's alcohol, there's spending all day in your pajamas and watching TV, but we can't maintain that in our lives. And also, if we did, it wouldn't be as special, you know? I think it's a unique time because we can't sustain it, because if we did, none of us would have jobs.
That's right. And I think there is something to the idea that it is a mindset, and it's still a reason. I will hear people say, I've got to go to that Christmas party, I've got to see that person, because it's this time of year. And I think that's nice that for that 30-day period, we're willing to do that.
Absolutely. It's a time to really, you know, connect with each other, reflect on the year, set goals for this coming year. And I think we need it, especially after the years we've had.
Absolutely. Well, I know you have to go on to a meeting, but it's a holiday tradition.
I'm sorry.
No. It's a holiday tradition. The time flies by so fast, and people need to watch these movies on Hallmark starting at 6 p.m. on Sunday, December the 12th, runs through 10 p.m. And if for some reason you can't catch them Sunday, DVR them and catch the repeats that go on through the first of the year. You have made my holiday, Ashley. Thank you so much.
Oh, God. Always great to talk to you. Thanks for having me.
Merry Christmas.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Ashley Williams, one of my favorite people. And again, Sister Swap, Christmas in the City, December 12th at 8 p.m. on the Hallmark Channel. And Sister Swap, a hometown holiday, December 12th, 6 p.m. on the Hallmark Channel. Starring in it with her sister, Kimberly Williams, who was in the series According to Jim. So there you go. Thank you, Ashley Williams, for appearing on the program. She's just one of my favorite actresses. You know, and I go back to this story. I tell this story every year. That when I was younger, when I was in college, there was a show called Good Morning Miami. And Ashley Williams was in this program. It didn't last very long, maybe a year or so. And I just thought that Ashley Williams was the greatest person on the face of the earth. So you've got to catch Ashley Williams in Sister Swap, Christmas in the City, this coming Sunday on the Hallmark Channel at 8 p.m., and then her other movie, A Holiday Hometown, at 6 p.m. preceding it. What a morning it has been this morning. We kicked it off with Sam Donaldson. Then we had Ashley Williams, who's going to be on the Hallmark Channel, producing and starring in these movies. A Sister Swap, and now we are going to switch gears, I believe, and hey, holidays are about family, and everybody on the program this morning seems like family, and this gentleman is right in that vein. A matter of fact, he will appear in two specials on this station tonight, one with George Kasotis at 8:15 p.m. It is a Christmas Carol here on WWGH Radio, and then at 9:15 tonight, Christmas in Caledonia. He is the man with the golden voice. That's how he's known, and this time of year, we think about gold, and we think about oranges, and we think about five golden rings and things of that nature, but the spirit of Christmas, which is happiness and joy and making you feel better, surrounds this man all year long, and that's why he's been a success in his profession, broadcasting. He's a credit to this profession. Matter of fact, they say certain records are classics. He is a classic. So glad he's up early with us this morning. The man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Ted!
And a good morning to my WWGH fans and listeners and all of our followers. How are you, Scotty?
Doing well. We've had a great morning here this morning, and what a great surprise it is to be joined by you.
You had Sam Donaldson. How I hate to have missed that opportunity. I love Sam Donaldson. He is synonymous when it comes to news journalism. I love when he said, and from all of us at ABC News, good night.
You know, and he's still got those pipes, and he's still so insightful. We had him on for the first 45 this morning, and he basically handicapped Roe versus Wade, Biden's administration, what happened with Chris Cuomo at CNN. He was on top of all of it. He's just the best.
Well, we got to get Sam to come on our team to get us Geraldo. Where's Geraldo? Here it is, the end of the year, approaching the end of the year, and we haven't had Geraldo on this year.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Ted, because I haven't done the Geraldo Journal yet this morning, but I update it every day, so let me do this real quick while I have you on the line. Now, what do you think's going on with Geraldo? We started this on September the 16th, and here we are on December the 10th, and this man, who has a home up in Cleveland, has not responded yet.
I don't really know, and like I said, I didn't get back with that PR person that I was talking to, who invited me to come on to his show, but we said that we would do a trade. He'd come on our show, and he'd come on your show, and I'd go on his, you know, you, us both. But I don't know if Geraldo is evading us because of personal reasons or the fact that he feels like his listening audience down in our area, in the Marion, Columbus area, wouldn't care to hear about anything that he's talking about.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I did talk to somebody close to him who does not work at the station. I had a conversation with them the week before Thanksgiving, and they told me that he is aware of it. He was on vacation through November 28th, and that we would hear something from him in December. Now, here we are in December. We have not heard anything yet, but we hope we do because, you know, he's just one of those guys that was a pillar in the news industry, still does his thing, and we want to know what it's like to break somebody's nose.
He was truly, truly a man of nature, a character of nature that would bring up just about anything that you haven't thought about. he's very insightful, as you mentioned, Sam was today. But yeah, I'd love to hear from Geraldo Rivera.
Now, Ted, do you ever watch the Hallmark movies, the Christmas extravaganza they have?
I have in the past. It's been a while. As you know, this is going to be my first Christmas in 30 years without Kathy. So last Christmas, I bought her some penny loafers, and I bought her a nightgown, and she bought me some Converse, Chuck Taylor All-Stars Converses, and she bought me two pair of jeans. Well, this is, I'm going to get a little emotional. I apologize. But, yeah, so this will be, so I'm kind of in the dumps here and there. And I want to say I had a great time in Caledonia the other night when we celebrated the tree lighting with the mayor. And I met the people over at the American Legion. And I met the people at the Dugout Pizza. And just had a great time. Met many of the firefighters over there. A lot of our public servants. I met a few sheriffs. And it was a very interesting evening. Had a great time. And she won that big fruit basket, and then she passed it on to me, saying that this holiday she had already planned to make some fruit baskets. So I was blessed all the way around the table. I was with you. We had a great time. I took a couple pictures with the mascot of the fire department, Sparky. And you're always a joy to be around, Scotty. And I love the WWGH. Sean was there. Andy was there. Miss Jeannie was there. Oh, we had a great time.
We certainly did, and I do want to remind people that that special, we did do some recording that night with the River Valley Band and the River Valley Choir, and we interviewed Santa Claus, and that all will air tonight here on WWGH Radio.
Oh, is this the first airing?
It's the first airing, 9:15 tonight it will air.
Oh, it'll be very interesting, and I want all of our listeners to tune in, that's for sure, because it's going to be a very interesting hour, or what is it, about an hour and a half, couple hours?
Yeah, about 45 minutes is what we pared it down to, but it's a great holiday program, and then preceding that will be the first airing. Do you remember a couple months ago when we brought George Kasotis in here in his tuxedo and we reminisced about the holiday?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, that will air tonight for the first time at 8:15 p.m. Now, that special is a little more raucous, should we say.
A little more what?
A little more raucous. That was a little more filled with the holiday spirit, I should say.
Yeah, well, you know, how did everything go with our reviewing the albums of past on the record player?
Oh, very, very well. People really got into that. I think, number one, because vinyl has returned, which, for whatever reason that is, they enjoyed that. But I think they liked the ratings that we gave. Now, did you ever, the question I keep getting asked is, did you ever look up Ruth Lyons?
No, then now that you've mentioned it, I am going to do so. I am right now going to do so. So when I come back on the air with you, I will have my little say-so again on this line. But I thought that was an interesting album.
Now, you told me, which was a great funny line, you said at some of the urban stations that you were working at and doing the morning drive show at, Ruth Lyons would not have cut it.
No. We probably would have done it as a novelty act or something of that nature, but, you know, I think I would have stuck with Alvin and the Chipmunks as opposed to Miss Lyons, and I'm not taking anything from her because it did bring a little bit of the spirit, but it's just not, it just wouldn't have been in our collection.
No. Now, Ted, when you were on the radio all those years, you did some great pranks on the air. Was there anything Christmas-themed that you did where there was a prank or a skit involved?
No, I did a Thanksgiving prank. I called my daughter up. She's 40-some years old, but she was about 13, and I called up on Thanksgiving, and they were preparing the turkey and all the fixings, and I was talking to her, and I said, boy, you love your mommy making that dressing, and she said, yes, and then I said, you love your mommy making that turkey and everything, and then all of a sudden I said, you love your mommy receiving them food stamps. And they didn't like that one.
No, I can imagine that probably didn't go over very well around the Thanksgiving table.
Yeah, like in other words, if you didn't get them food stamps, you wouldn't be having turkey.
Now, Ted, I do want to update you on something we're doing here at the station, the big fruit cake toss. Now,
yeah,
I have,
what in the world was that about?
Yes, I have not had a chance to speak to you about this. Now, what happened was, for years and years and years here, I have bemoaned about how awful fruit cakes are. I don't like the taste of them. And they're like a brick. They're like a one-pound brick. So we have devised a holiday plan here that what we're going to do, we are going to take a
brick of fruit cake.
Yes.
I just thought of Crazy Cat. I don't know if you're Felix the Cat, Crazy Cat was the name of it. And he used to hit his girlfriend upside the head with a brick, and she would have, hearts floating out of her head. It's a way that he said that he loved her. He would hit her upside the brick. But go ahead. I'm sorry. A one-pound brick of fruit cake.
A one-pound brick of fruit cake. And we are going to be here at the station. We have an open yard next to the station here.
Okay.
And we are going to underhand toss a real, honest-to-goodness fruitcake. Now, so far, we had people calling in this morning to get entered into this. So far, we have Sarah, Adam, Randy Stahl, Ralph, Pastor Craig, Barry Hensley, myself, Angie, Judy Smith, Lily Smith, who's a granddaughter of Judy, Glenn Coble, Mary Ellen Withrow is going to toss a fruitcake, Jason Schauber, city councilman, former mayor Jack Kellogg, who's 85 years old, is going to toss a fruitcake, and this morning, Donovan Bauer got nominated to toss a fruitcake, and Mayor Schertzer and Judge Edwards are possibilities. We're still waiting to hear back from them. I know somebody nominated them, but we're waiting to hear back if they can make it. But we're going to do it on Tuesday night, December 14th at 6:30 p.m. here at the station. We're going to broadcast this live. We're going to do it like a sporting event. Why not? It's like the javelin. And see who can toss a fruitcake the farthest, and the winner will be the fruitcake chucker champion for a year. And they will also get a prize from the station.
Well, that sounds magnificent. You know you're going to put me down. I'd love to underhand throw a fruitcake, because I personally don't eat fruitcake, so I would love that. I'd probably throw it the furthest.
Well, and it's my understanding that on that night we are going to serve hot chocolate and hot dogs.
Oh, okay. That sounds like a winner. A nice place to spend a little bit of the holiday and get a chance to win a prize and meet and greet many of the people and throw a fruitcake as far as you can.
Yeah. Now, how far? Now this will just be a good prerequisite to look at here, but how far do you think you can throw a fruitcake underhanded, a fruitcake toss?
I would say 10 yards.
10 yards? Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I get it. I was pretty athletic when it came to baseball or anything like that. Now, I never was a pitcher, but I can bowl, so I'm thinking if I just rolled my arms around, maybe 7 to 10 yards.
And you will join us on the microphone that night and call. It's going to be something to see Mary Ellen out there tossing this fruitcake.
Bless her heart, yes it will, and she might fool us all and win.
Well, what I have told people about this is that doing this underhanded, it's really not about how strong you are. It is really about technique, because if you throw it high, it's not going to go distance. People have to understand how to throw this thing, and also there is a little bit of a roll. So you've got to count the roll. It's kind of like bowling. It's how you throw the fruitcake, how you twist the ball.
Well, that's what I kind of included in there. You're right. You have to have that bowling as you're tossing.
And I also think
underhand swing.
Well, yeah, and I also think that Santa Claus might be here on Tuesday night as well, which would also be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Nothing like the holidays or Christmas without Santa. We have to have Santa. I really enjoyed the Santa Claus that we met with Mrs. Claus there in Caledonia. Again, I want to say thanks to all the people in Caledonia. I had a great time. I met a lot of great people, and, you know, surprisingly enough, it was a good old quaint little town, Caledonia is, and River Valley.
Yeah.
Okay, both the band and the carolers, and they were great kids. Emma was one of the percussionists. She was ringing the bells, and they did it with passion.
Absolutely. You know what I was thinking, Ted, when we were over there doing that tree lighting ceremony on Saturday is everywhere you go, you do have a following. People want to meet you. People want to take pictures. There was a gentleman over there on Saturday night who was just ecstatic to meet you, said he had followed your story. And, you know, I really think had you run for governor, you might have won. I really think it was a possibility.
I think that would have been entered in the ballot, and I tell you why, Scott, you have prompted me so heavily. If I would have been a little more up on my policies and politics a little more, I think I would have given it the run that it could have had. Now, I'm not trying to knock Governor DeWine or any of the fine governors in the past or whatever, but I did have some support from past political people, including our lovely own Mary Ellen Withrow. Now, she was going to give me some advice and some strategies to work with. So I think maybe I would have given a run on an independent ticket or something. Who knows?
You never know what can happen in the future. That is for sure.
The golden voice is the choice.
A golden voice is the choice. It's still a great tagline. Now, Ted, have you been following this Chris Cuomo situation on CNN?
No, I have not. I have not. No. I tell you why. Again, this Christmas, I plan to be with my grandkids. You know, I have 16 grandchildren, and 17, excuse me. And to make a long story short, I'm just trying to gather things around, and I was working with the fine people over at Jordan's Crossing, which I will be this weekend, and that's a place that a lot of drug addicts and so forth are recovering because of this great 501 nonprofit organization. It's called Jordan's Crossing, and Jordan was a addict and died of an overdose, and his family that's taken over, and, you know, that's very near and dear to my heart, so I'm looking forward to that charity newsie. I'm trying to get some people signed up for them. I think it's running a little over this year, but Doral Chenoweth, the fine person who becomes dispatch, and I supposed to get together. So I had a lot of other things. I haven't been able to follow a lot of the current events, as sometimes I do, but I know you're up on it. So
well,
fill me in.
Yeah, I'll fill you in. Basically, what happened, former governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, we all know, has now left that position because of accusations made in regard to sexual harassment, I think is what we would say. But what happened over at CNN, Chris Cuomo was hosting their 9 o'clock show, their top-rated show, Cuomo Primetime, and he told CNN that he could not cover this story fairly because he was the brother of Andrew Cuomo. Right. So he said, I can't cover it fairly. I'm not going to cover it. Well, an AG report found that he was advising him behind the scenes. Now, the question then became, was that a breach of his journalistic ethics? He never said anything on the air, but he was advising him behind the scenes. And based on that, CNN fired Chris Cuomo. Do you think they should have fired him?
Well, you know, if in fact he was doing something, that's like the Martha Stewart situation about the, you know, trading underneath the table. She had advice to sell all of her stock. cops and everything. Yeah, I think he should have been not fired. I think they could have come up with a different disciplinary action against him.
Well, it's interesting because when it's your brother and he's the governor, I mean, I don't know how you couldn't be involved. I think that would be very difficult.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, absolutely right. Remember Jimmy Carter and his brother Billy?
Oh, yeah. Well, and heaven knows we've had other the Bushes, the presidential family.
Oh, yeah, there you go, the Bushes.
So I don't know that he really, you know, as long as he didn't go on the air and say anything inappropriate or cover it biasedly, I don't know why they did let him go. But I know he's suing them now for his $14 million payout.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, yeah. Which, I don't know how that's going to work out, but hey, there's a position open at CNN at 9 o'clock. Hey, maybe you can get that position.
I'm Ted Williams reporting for CNN Headline News.
Do the old James Earl Jones line. This is CNN.
This is CNN.
See, there you go. And James Earl Jones is still with us.
Yes, he is. And I love him dearly. I mean, not only for his narrative voice, but I always think of James Earl Jones as Mufasa in The Lion King.
And he is a classic, an absolute classic.
Love him to death.
Do you have a favorite holiday movie, Ted?
Miracle on 34th Street. I also like Home Alone.
Home Alone is great.
Yeah.
I just saw Home Alone 2 again the other night. One of the great movies of all time. But Miracle on 34th Street, what is it about that movie that puts you in the holiday spirit?
The fact that he's being re-indoctrinated to the spirit of Christmas and all, and then at the end, when what was the angel that earned his wings?
Clarence.
Clarence, yes. It just brings joy and tears and everything. And it was one of the first movies that the family assembled and watched together. You know. Outside of the other little things that were going on, like Rudolph and Frosty and all those things.
Absolutely. Now, Ted, this year, obviously, we are still in the midst of the pandemic. How do you think people are going to celebrate this year?
Distantly. No, I'm just speaking fearfully, of course. You know, people are really, they're not as when it first came out, when they had the mandates for the masks and that social distancing and all of that. I think Christmas is just going to go on because last Christmas everybody was fearful. They were cautious. They were abiding by the distancing laws. The stores didn't have that friendly spirit. This year I've seen a little bit of the old retail people back in the swing of things, you know, where they would say, Merry Christmas. Or if you said, excuse me, where can I find such and such? And they would, you know, be helpful in directing you to do where to get it. So I see a little bit of difference. And, you know, I just hope it keeps it up, you know, not get to that week before Christmas and all of a sudden we're all locked down or quarantined or whatever.
Absolutely. Now, Ted, were you ever into wrapping Christmas gifts? This has become a whole technique.
No, to be honest with you, I enjoy all the folding of the ends and tucking them in and putting the bows and all that. No, I'm not into that at all. I just wrap it up and twist the ends and, you know, slap on a little piece of tape here and there. Use as least amount of tape as possible because if you watch my kids and my grandkids back in the day, and including probably yourself and myself, we tore them packages up. We, you know, I've seen people open up packages so neatly. They you know, take the tape off first and, you know, and fold the paper afterwards. Tear that paper open and get that gift.
That's exactly right. Now, what is on Ted Williams' Christmas list this year for Santa Claus?
For Santa Claus to bring me?
Yes.
Oh, well, I'd like a pair of tennis shoes. Just to bring joy to everybody else, you know. I'm a very, very somewhat secluded kind of guy, but I love doing for other people. I love bringing smiles. I love to give gifts. You know, when all of this first happened, Scotty. I had quite a bit of money, and it brought joy to my heart to those guys and gals that are still out there on exit ramps holding signs just begging for money and all, which, of course, you'll agree that society doesn't deem able-bodied souls who stand on exit ramps holding signs begging for money. It got a lot of bad press. There were some people who were begging for money holding signs out there and then hold their sign up and get in a Mercedes-Benz. Or, you know, I've heard a lot of exposés on 2020 and a few other shows that showed people scamming hard-working people out of money only to make a fancy car payment and stuff like that. So it got a lot of bad press. But when I had money out there, believe me, it brought joy to my heart to put a $50 bill in a guy or a gal's hand. And they open their hand thinking it's a $5 bill. And when they see it, you can hear them as I'm driving by, you can hear them say, thank you, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't do it for that, but I just know I just brought some joy to someone's heart.
Well, nobody can ever accuse you of not being generous. Just this past weekend in Caledonia, you took the necklace right off your neck, the Christmas necklace, and gave it to a young girl.
Yes, I brought a little smile. She reminded me so much of what Angie could have looked like as a little girl, or even my daughter. She had two little ponytails, and she was just as cute as a button. And she just looked at my Christmas tree light necklace that you've gotten for the station. And, yeah, I gave it to her. I put it around her neck. And, oh, man, you should have seen her whole demeanor and her whole little attitude. She started bobbing her little head and walked around in the pizza shop like she was the owner of the king of the queen of the castle.
Well, you know, and we should let people know, we don't know what's going to happen between now and Christmas, but there have been sightings in the past of the man with the golden voice dressed in a Santa suit passing out gifts to people, zoo tickets, things of that nature.
I'm looking, you know, that's right. There have been many sightings all over, and I'm looking forward to doing it right there in Marion and coming around and bringing more smiles and joy. That's what Christmas to me is about. It's spreading the joy and the kindness from one heart to another.
Absolutely.
You know, sometimes a person can use a smile from another individual. Just a simple smile can bring joy to someone's heart to say, wow, they took the time out of their self to step out of themselves and to smile at me.
Absolutely, and really, when we get right down to the holiday, beyond the gifts, beyond Santa Claus, beyond what everything is, you know, all the movies and so on and so forth, what really the holiday is about is giving of yourself and not expecting something in return. To give,
right.
To give.
That's right. Once you give, it's gone. Don't think about what the person is going to do with your gift of giving or nothing. No expectations of return. Just do it, man, from the heart and let it go. Once it's given, it's gone.
You know, somebody should teach this lesson to Geraldo.
I think Geraldo's learned quite a few lessons in his day of journalism, broadcast journalism. You know, I had this one little theory here. You know, we all experience God's mercy and grace. And, you know, I would like to think of it as every time you wake up, you know, and it's very undeserving. Those are gifts from God that he gives us on a daily basis, his mercy and his grace. So I would like to think the next time anyone in our listening audience gets in their car and it starts up and they turn on their radio, that's mercy and grace. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. And you know what? Things you have done over the years, Ted, in the broadcast industry, whether through television or through radio, they do bring people joy because it's a free medium that they don't have to pay for. And sometimes that's all people have is that friend in the radio or that friend on television.
That's right. That's right. You know, it's all God's mercy and grace undeservingly given to us. And it's on a daily basis. And I just thank God for his you know, his love, his unconditional love for us.
Absolutely. Now, Ted, we've got about 2 minutes left here, and as we were over in Caledonia last week, and again, that special will air tonight at 9:15 on WWGH Radio, people were remarking, now I don't want you to do a whole song here or anything, but how good you can get off some of these Christmas tunes. Can you just give us a line of a Christmas tune?
The weather outside is frightful, but the fire inside's delightful. And with us no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. I love my friend Scotty. No, go ahead.
No, it's beautiful. Well, you know what? There's something about the music this time of year, no matter who is singing it, whether it's carolers or on the radio or a CD or an iPod or a record, that mm-hmm. does, it's different. It's different than music any other time of the year.
That's right, that's right. And, you know, I favor big bands. You know, I like that. Now, on that particular song, I love the swing bands that would go, the weather outside is beautiful. I love that big band there.
Well, maybe after this fruitcake toss, which I think is up to 17 people now, on Tuesday, we'll all get together and we'll sing one big Christmas carol. We'll be a caroling bunch.
We'll stand right there on the porch at the radio station and just carol our butts off.
Exactly. Well, this has been a morning. We started with Sam Donaldson. We moved to Ashley Williams, who's on the Hallmark Channel, starring in Sister Swap, Christmas in the City, this coming Sunday at 8 p.m. And we end with the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. What a morning that is, Ted.
Oh, man, Sam Donaldson, again, I wish him the happiest of holidays, and please give my regards if you talk to him. And again, I love always in his closing. I'm Sam Donaldson, and from all of us at ABC News, good night.
Hey, Ted, give us your goodbye you used to give on the air. Your goodbye is great.
That's going to do it for this edition of my service mission. I got to take two steps to the rear to get on out of here. But in the meantime, in between time, if you're driving on the highways and the byways, or if you're in the street on your feet, do remember to take it with care to get there. Brother man, sister too, if you can, be nice to someone short. You never know when someone short has to be nice to you. Until next time, may your God be with you. I'm out of here. Take care. God bless.
Ted, good to talk with you, and we'll talk very, very soon.
Okay, yeah, will you call me after your airship?
I certainly will.
It's imperative you do so. Thank you.
Thank you, Ted. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And for this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout. Glenn Tobel coming up next talking about gardening. Yes, stay tuned.
It's figgy pudding. Who wants figgy pudding? Yuck. Well, I got even with him. I used to throw those darn Christmas oranges at his car.
Oh, wasn't exactly Charles Dickens, was it? Well, not that this hasn't been fun, but do you happen to have any parting words for our audience?
Yes, I do. Enjoy the